Happy Women's Day！ 大家好，我是 Jenny， 今天开言英语要祝你妇女节快乐。
Hey guys, Happy Women's Day！
对，男生也要一起庆祝这个 Women's Day。
We should, right? We should. So we don't want to exclude anybody on Women's Day. We want to celebrate this together. And how are we going to do that today?
我们今天呢要通过一些非常经典但是 they have stood the test of time 经得起时间考验的女性英文名来庆祝一下 Women's Day.
Okay, so we are not only going to talk about some classic women's names, but we're going to be talking about popular classic women's names.
对，因为真的名字有很多很多嘛，而且每一次我们做关于英语名相关的节目呢，大家都非常的喜欢啊，然后我们也经常会收到听众的留言说，哎，能帮我起个英语名吗？或者我这个英语名好不好听，含义好不好 ？Right？ 那当然，这个 so much to talk about with names， 所以我们今天还是比较有选择性的啊，就给大家选了这些。刚刚 Adam 说的，它既是很经典，很 classic。但是呢，现在还是很多人会选择很 popular 的一些名字。
Okay, so where should we start?
我想先问你啊，就是我们说到女生名字，我们是讲什么 women's names, female names, girls names?
I would say women's names or girls' names. Female, like that sounds like a female cat. Like what would you name your female cat?
就是性别是
it's too
勾选的时候是男还是女是吗
it's too scientific.
Okay. 好，那 girls' names, women's names,今天这些都很好啊。那讲到名字呢，其实美国的父母啊，他们在给自己的小 baby 起名的时候，就经常会去一个网站。
That's right. So one of the most popular naming sites is called NameBerry.com.
这个 berry 就是 B-E-R-R-Y.
Like strawberry, blueberry.
对对啊。那么 according to this website, 在2020年美国最 popular 的 classic girls names 有下面这几个啊、我们先跟大家分享一下。
Okay, let's start with the A for Amelia. Yeah, true. My friend got married to an Amelia last year.
Oh, Amelia 很好听啊。然后另外一个 A 打头的
Abigail.
Abigail.、这个我觉得真的比较老派是吧？很 classic.
Well, that's what's great about a lot of these names is.Because they're classic,、they come in waves. So, like, you know, maybe it will be 50 years、before you will see an Abigail, and then you will see millions of Abigails.
对，名字就像时尚一样，就它都是一个 cycle.、有的时候老的这些 trends 又回来了、对吧
Oh, yeah. I know we're talking about、women's names today, so I don't want to waste our time with guys' names, but Adam...You know, 30 years ago, Adam was a really popular name,
but
you know, wait another 30 years and every Adam is going to be very old.
Or it will become very popular again. 但是 Abigail, 我想说一点就是很多 Abigail, 他们的小名就是 Abby.
Abby, right? Or Gail.
Or Gail,、但 Gail 听起来就比较老。
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. 好，我们再看一些名字吧。
All right, well, let's skip over the B's. We'll go right to C here. Claire.、I've met a lot of Claires in China.
我特别喜欢这个名字。就纸牌屋里的那个女主角就是 Claire、然后我想到 Claire 我就会想到纸牌屋里这个我就会想到她就是很 independent、很聪明 and she's always very poised 很沉稳对对好那 C 还有一个名字 Charlotte
okay so Charlotte you might even know a Char、so I know a few、Charlottes who go by Char
Char 我觉得这要注意的是它虽然是 CH 但我们发音是发 SH
Right. Shh, it's like chef.
对 Charlotte 啊，我觉得 Charlotte 听起来就是他家很有钱， 你不觉得吗？就很 princessy 的那种感觉。
Oh, I think of a spider.
What? Oh, Charlotte's web. 对对对。我是想到 Sex and City 里面那个家里的他爸爸最有钱那个就叫 Charlotte、Maybe that's why I got the idea from 好那接下来呢其实以 E 字母 E 开头的女生名啊有很多、And there are a few really popular ones
That's true、And I would make a bet that we have a few people in our audience named Emma
Emma. 你想到 Emma, 你的 first impression, 你会联想到什么
Lost love. Yeah, regrets.
为什么
Oh, the Emmas that we've left behind.
想到遗憾。我第一回就是想到 Jane Austen 的 novel, Emma.
Oh,
对
you mean Emma's like that world, not in our own world.
对对对就是第一回联想到 Jane Austen 小说下的这个人物啊。
Yeah, no, it's real people in real life.
好那除了 Emma 呢一打头的还有一个这个名字一听就很皇家 very royal.
Yes, so I've been waiting this whole time to bring out my queen voice, Lou Jenny. Yes, Queen Elizabeth.
我最近在看 The Crown.
The Crown, yeah. Yes, so Elizabeth, of course, is the name of the Queen of England, but there are so many little short forms for this name. For example, Liz.
对
Lizzie.
是
Beth.
对像 Lisa 是不是也是从 Elizabeth 这样来的
I mean, it's... I don't know for sure. It seems pretty plausible.
Right,
the other name they called the queen in the crown was Lilibet.
Lilibet. 她妹妹 Margaret. Yeah, 我也挺喜欢那个名字，就比较有气势。
I like Margaret.
Yeah. 好，那还有一个一打头 Eleanor.
Eleanor, yes.
Eleanor 让我感觉是一个很 serious, 很有 ambition 的女生。
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
我一想到 Eleanor Roosevelt.
Eleanor Roosevelt.
罗斯福的太太、oh. 总统太太啊。好我们还有剩下来这五个呢 They're very common in China, 我觉得。
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot of you girls really know which names to pick. You are the Graces, the Hannahs, the Victorias, the Olivias.
And the Sophias.
And the Sophias, right? So I've met Sophies and Sophias.
所以这些名字也是在美国很受到欢迎的这种 classic names.
Right.
你刚刚讲到索菲亚 How did you pronounce it?
Sophia.
不是 Sophia, 是吧
Yeah, right.
是 Sophia.
Sophia.
但是 Sophie, 就如果它是 S-O-P-H-I-E, 就是 Sophie.
Sophie.Sophia.
Sophia, 好那看完了这些经典可能你比较熟悉的名字以后呢现在我们来看看一些比较特别的比较有个性的名字。
You mean quirky? The quirkier names?
Yeah, quirky is a good word.
Yeah.
Q-U-I-K-Y, 是吧意思就是比较特别然后比较有意思。
Right, right. I've heard this word used to describe you before.
Really?
Yes. It wasn't your
name.
I'll
take it.
Yeah, it wasn't your name. It was, Jenny is not a quirky name, but some Jennies are quirky. Quirky names might include names such as Priscilla.
Oh, 猫王的太太就叫 Priscilla, 对吧
Is it wife or daughter? What's the daughter's name?It's either the wife or the daughter.
It's the daughter. No, it's the wife. Mama Elvis, Priscilla Elvis. Yeah.
Priscilla Presley. Right. So actually, Priscilla is the name of my bike. I named my bike Priscilla after Elvis's wife.
Oh, 你小时候很喜欢猫王的太太
No, like 5 years ago. Because it was really colorful and it reminded me of Elvis, like old Elvis in Las Vegas.
OK, 好虽然这些你可能听到 Priscilla 就觉得哦这有点陌生啊 But let me assure you 这个也是属于一个比较 classic 的 name、
yeah.
不是那种、哦、怎么很奇怪
Yeah, I met a few Priscillas in China So I know this one is out there too
好那前面讲到罗斯福下面这个名字、跟 one of the 罗斯福总统有关
Right, so Theodore is the boy's version But Theodora
Yeah.
It's the girl's version.
这些 quirky names 有一个特点就是它比较难念、是吧
Right.
Priscilla 还可以但 Theodora 音节很多、对
Right.
所以我觉得起名字可能还有一个标准就是如果你觉得自己比较难发音或者你身边的人会 struggle with the pronunciation, maybe...To avoid 这样别人发音。
Yeah, we could do a whole show about that, Jenny. I have met a lot of people who seemingly have chosen very difficult names to pronounce. And I do wonder if the reason is just to torture other people.
不会了。
I mean, I wonder if I call myself Theodora or Felicity.
Felicity 还蛮好念的呀
Felicity, okay, yeah, this one's pretty easy.
Felicity 是不是就有一个意思是 joy, happiness. Mm,
right.
对
，right.
所以我觉得这个名字也很好，因为它的意思。
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
right.
Really nice.
Felicitations.
Felicitations. Mm. Oh.好，那我们其实在今天的推送里面呢还会给大家列出、每一个26个英文字母打头最经典然后也最 popular 的一些女生的名字，所以大家可以到我们的、开言英语 APP 或者微信公众号查看。那我们还有一点时间， Why don't we just each choose a few from our more detailed list?
Okay.
我们自己喜欢的名字再跟大家分享一下。
Okay, but first I would like to say one name that is not on our list, which begins with A, and that is Adamina.
Oh, 是你的伴侣吗?
Adamina.
你的另一半哦。Is that even a name?
And, I'm looking for her. One day, I'm sure I will find my Adamina.
所以它不是一个 established
name. It's not a real name.
Okay.
But it might be my future daughter's name.
还蛮好听的我觉得、yeah.
No, I think my daughter will probably have a name like、we said before, Amelia or even Athena. I like the name Athena、oh, a lot.
雅典娜她是那个 Greek goddess.
Greek、
对、
goddess of wisdom.、
我也很喜欢 Aretha, 因为我喜欢 Aretha Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Because you need、Athena. Respect.
Yeah, Athena, Aretha.Audrey is always, 因为奥黛丽赫本嘛
Hepburn, right, yeah, yeah, darling.
Yeah, 所以 A 打头我觉得好听的女生名字很多、B 呢因为我记得我们刚刚那个 Nameberry list 里面好像没有 B
B is kind of weird because there's something about B that feels more like down to earth. We've been talking about so many elegant names,
yeah,
whereas
yeah.
B like reminds me of my aunties or like my babysitters when、
Betty.
I was a kid. Betty. Like,
但,、yeah. 但 Betty 其实也是 Elizabeth 的那个
It is, short form. So again, for all the Bettys that are listening, we're not saying that your name sucks. Your name is awesome.
没问题对对对、
But it just makes me, this one makes me think about more down to earth type people. Like Barbara.
Oh, 对 Barbara.
Barbara.
Barbara Bush.
Barbara Bush.
Yeah.
Barbara Streisand.
对 Barbara Streisand. 就比较成熟 Barbara. 、
right.
但是我比如 Bridget, 我觉得就是比较年轻一点、mm-hmm. right?
Bridget makes me think about、the movie, Bridget
Jones. I was thinking about the French actress Bridget Bardot.
Okay, that is not as recent.
但是她那个又漂亮 又性感、是 Bridget.
Okay,、fair enough.
好、Speaking of C's, 就好听的女生名字太多了。
Yeah, so where do we start?、
你在这个 list 里面你最喜欢是哪一个、
Are we just going by ex-girlfriends?
Yeah,、okay. Adam's ex-girlfriend.
Cassandra comes to mind.
Cassandra 让我感觉就是 very sexy.
Yes, yeah, although my Cassandra、was actually K, started with a K.
Oh.
Yeah, so you can play around with the spelling a little bit here.、one other one, just as a little primer to Western culture, Western foreign people love the song Sweet Caroline、by、Neil Diamond.、
Yeah.
So Caroline is a great name, too.
Caroline. Oh, 这发音不是 Caroline, 是 Caroline.
Caroline.
Like a line, 一条线、对吧 C 里面、我很喜欢的名字 Camilla.Camilla Parker Bowles.
Okay, so you've been watching The Crown.
卡米拉查尔斯盖没有，我就觉得 Camilla 是那个花嘛，是一种山茶花
，right?
Which I really love.、然后我就觉得这名字就特别，很少有，就不太多人会用。Or Camille. 我前段时间看一个电影，那个女主角叫 Camille， 我觉得很好听。
That's cool. That's、yeah. that's a cool little tweak.
Yeah. 好，那 let's move on to D.
Okay. Well, Diana, I guess if you're watching The Crown.
我们这里面你最喜欢哪一个？最喜欢 Diana 吗？
Yeah, Diana's a pretty good name. Even Diane.
Diane, 对对对。
You know, just die.
对对对。
Someone calling someone die. Daphne.
Daphne 很好听耶。Or Daphne, right?
Yeah, yeah.
我告诉你，我有一个很喜欢的。Dorothea. 这又难读了跟那个 Theodora.
Right, yeah.
为什么喜欢 Dorothea? 有一本英语不是很 classic novel Middlemarch,、那里面女主角就叫 Dorothea, 然后她的性格我很喜欢。
Yeah,
it's very classic.、
Dorothea Theodora.
对,她俩反一反。好, 好，我们没有时间 go through all the alphabets. Maybe just pick and choose a few that you really love.
Okay. Oh, geez. Well, if we're going by ex-girlfriends, Hannah, Jeanette. Catherine, Margaret, Naomi.
你有的先问一下两个问题。第一，有多你有几个
Iris, well, I mean, girlfriend is a funny word, isn't it?
It's not. 你是说怎么定义 girlfriend 是很
another show. Olivia, yeah.
Oh, geez, 好多呀。
Ruby. yeah.
好。那好啦，跟 Adam 这些 ex 女友的故事比起来，我也没有什么故事。
Sarah, lots of Sarahs.
lots. 没有什么故事可以分享，但是，我看看喜欢的名啊 ，Iris. 一个女诗人 Iris Murdoch.
啊，
对，所以我觉得 Iris 我很喜欢。然后 Jay 打头啊。我就觉得我的名字真的就太不特别了，但 I've had it forever, 所以我也不会去改。But if I was to change my name,另外一个 J 打头的 ，maybe Justine。
That's a cool name.
对，还挺酷的，对吧 ？Justine， 男生是 Justin，然后女生就后面加一个 E。A lot of these names, 就是女生的版本是后面加一个 E, 对吧？和男生的区别。
Right, well, so we have a few. Again, another show topic, perhaps, but like I said before, Adamina. So something like Ina or Et, or even just E, just kind of signals that this is a girl's name. Or you can just take a guy's name, add Ina.
Right.
Georgina.
对对对，是。哎，其实讲到 making guys' name into girls' names, 比如 Louis, 对吧？女生的名字
Louisa
or Louise. Both are very, 我觉得很好听啊。好，今天节目最后我们要说的就是，当你看26个字母，最后的那几个名字真的很少。X, Y, Z 这种是吗？ Or even W, yeah. W 好像 Wendy, Winnie.
There's a lot of W's, yeah.
对对对。X, Y, Z, 我们各自挑一个最喜欢的好吗？
Zoe is pretty nice.
Yeah, I like Zoe, 对吧？而且我觉得 Zoe 真的很有个性，因为真的很少 Z 打头的名字。
I met a Yolanda before. Yelia is a nice one.
这听起来蛮 Russian 的。
Yeah.
我想说一些 V 打头的名字。我有个好朋友叫 Vera。开言英语的名字就是他起的。So thank you, Vera.
Thanks, Vera.
对，然后 Viola。还有 Violet。I really like Violet, 因为 Violet 也是一种花嘛。
Roses are red, violets are blue.
对对，然后很好听的名字，很好的意思。最后我最近挺喜欢的一个名字 ，starts with Z, Zendaya.
Wow.
就有一个美国现在很红的年轻女演员叫 Zendaya, and she's awesome.
Cool.、All right. Well, good luck to her.
Zendaya.To all the Zendayas of the world.
All six of you.
好，那我们今天的节目就到这儿。Once again, Happy Women's Day, all the girls who are listening in right now, and all the guys, celebrate the women in your life.
That's right. Don't let those Emmas get away.
好，不是 Kathleen 吗？
Don't let the Kathleens or the Emmas or the Sarahs get away.
Okay, thank you for listening. We'll see you next time. 下次再见。
All right, bye.